Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt is here with us here on MSONewsSports.com. Mayor, welcome. Thanks for joining us here.
Yeah, it's great to be with you, Bill.
Great to talk with you again. Well, you delivered the State of the City address last night in the council's reorganization meeting and so on. So for those that were not watching or in attendance at the address, what were a handful of highlights that you have that you spoke to last night for the city?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to kind of speak about what's taking place in the city, the positive things that are happening, some of the projects we foresee coming in the upcoming year. And, you know, I'm really excited about 2023. There's been a number of projects that we've had on hold for, you know, 2 or 3 years now because of COVID and just a lot of uncertainty that brought along to it with it. So it's great to be able to start talking about projects. There's going to be a number of things that we're going to be breaking ground on. So I spoke yesterday about some infrastructure projects we have coming, some road work, some bridge work, school projects, and then also spoke about some open space and recreational opportunities that we're looking to do this year, and spoke a little bit about our city finances and things like that. So it was a good opportunity to fill people in on what's going on.
All right, let me pick up on a couple of specifics here. Open space. Now, the city has been interested, and you as mayor have been interested in acquiring land or open space, if you will, for a city, for parks and so on. So give us the latest update on open space acquisitions.
Yeah, so it's always been a very much a focus of mine in the city to look for opportunities to purchase open space to improve and enhance our recreational opportunities, our city bike paths and parks and things of that nature. We have a golf course in our city. We have two farms that we own and operate, Brooksby Farm and Tilly's Farm. So we're always looking for opportunities to make improvements and add to that. And the last couple of months, we've been working on a deal to purchase 80 acres of land up off of kind of borders Salem and Lynn, up in our Ward 1 and Ward 2 areas that abut our golf course, abut our Welch Elementary School, our cemetery, and our Spring Pond, our water source. So it's an important deal for us. 80 acres is obviously very significant. There was a number of housing proposals that were proposed in that area, hundreds of units. And you know, I believe that cities have to be growing, and there's opportunities to build housing. But this particular area, I think, is an area that we needed to keep as open space and maybe add to our golf course, add to our cemetery, add to some of our recreational opportunities. So I announced that last night. It was the first time I spoke of it, and I'm very excited about it.
Mayor, that's not land that would be between Centennial Drive and Linfield Street, is it? Or is it on the other side of Centennial?
No, this is up off of Marlborough Road, kind of abuts Salem.
Gotcha. Oh yeah.
Up in that area. It's significant. It kind of runs all along the Peabody-Salem border into the Peabody-Lynn border and into from our downtown into South Peabody. So it's pretty significant.
Gotcha. I get it now. Okay, I was way off. Couldn't be any further off, really, I don't think. Yeah. Well, you said Lynn and Salem, but I was far off. All right, so Lynn and Peabody, whatever. So, Mayor, tell me about the new police station plans that you have that you'll be presenting to the council.
That's something else I'm very excited about, and looking forward to making real progress this upcoming year. Our police station is, over 50 years old. It's really showing its age. We're pouring tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars into that building really every year to keep it going. And it's time to build a new police station for our police officers. And what we're going to be doing, though, is making it a public safety facility. It's going to be a police station, but it's also going to be our fire headquarters, our emergency management headquarters. I think it's going to be a state-of-the-art, up-to-date, modernized building that will really help our public safety officials. And we have the land for it. We're going to be building right next to where the police station is currently, right next to our Higgins Middle School. We have a great area for it. And I'm really excited about moving forward with that. A number of cities and towns locally have built police stations, new police stations over the years, and it's made a real difference in their community, and I think this will as well.
Gotcha. Now, you mentioned a moment ago some road work and different things. I don't want to get into all of these projects, but for a lot of our listeners, people travel 114, and 114, not just in Peabody, but in other communities as well, is up for some kind of a rehab. Can you steer us through what all that might mean and the unveiling of those plans? I know those are state plans, but can you share that information with us?
Yeah, Route 114 is a very tricky road, very difficult road, and that time very dangerous road. And 114 runs from Peabody right into Peabody Square. It comes into Wilson Square, down Central Street, and right into Peabody Square. So it filters right into our downtown. And we're starting a project this year. We're going to be breaking ground a little bit later this year on a massive $13 million complete renovation and rehab of that corridor. It's going to be new street, new paving, new sidewalks, new crosswalks, new trees, new lighting, new hardscape amenities. It's going to make the area much safer. It's going to make the area much more attractive, much more easier to navigate. And it's going to bring a nice look as you come into Peabody Square. And the great thing about that is we were able to receive funding for that project through a federal transportation improvement project grant. So it's a $13 million project, but $12 million of that will be paid by this federal grant. And it's because it's an area, it's a social justice area, it's an area that has a significant accidents over the years, so there's a real safety component to it. So we were able to qualify for this project, and this is really gonna this is tens of thousands of people that this will affect in our whole downtown East End area of the city, and real excited. It's gonna be tough sledding for a year or so. There's gonna be a lot of work in that area, so the traffic will be there'll be some concern certainly and difficulty at times, but this project is gonna really transform that whole area and have a dramatic effect.
But there are no more trains going through there anymore, are there? Right?
We do have one more train. We do have one train that comes in. It comes in maybe once a week, once every couple of weeks. It comes in through Salem, right into Peabody Square. It goes through, and then it delivers supplies and materials to a company called Russolo, which used to be the Eastman Gelatin plant. So there is a train that comes in. I laugh when I hear the train whistle coming in, and something, you know, kind of out of the mid-1900s, I feel, when the train comes through Peabody Square. But that won't affect this project. The project's a little further down.
Gotcha. Okay. Again, a little off on my geography here. But finally, school construction projects, can you update us on those and what's happened and what's planned for the future?
Sure. We built our brand new middle school. It's about 4 years old now, and that was a wonderful project, completely new building, and it's really made a difference for our 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. But certainly the cost for those type of new construction is significant. And we've been trying to attend to our elementary schools and extend the life cycles of those buildings. I'm a big believer in the neighborhood schools. We have 8 elementary schools in the city. And there's been talk about maybe combining and building, you know, a couple of large elementary schools. But I do like the neighborhood schools. And we've been trying to keep those going. And again, as I said, extend the life cycle. Right now we're in a major project going on at the Welch Elementary School, which is kind of over in the eastern southern part of our city. And it's a school that's very active, a growing population, and we're about halfway done the project now, and by the completion of it, it will be almost a brand new school. It's a rehab work that's going on in there now, but it's been an amazing project. We partnered with the Mass School Building Authority, and they're reimbursing the city 60% for those costs, which allows us to do these type of projects. So that's a great one for us. And then the hope here in the next couple of years, we've applied now to the state Mass School Building Authority for a new high school. And that application is going through. We weren't able to get on board this year, but we're hoping in the next couple of years that we'll be approved and we can start that process. And we're hoping, and I'm not sure if it's going to be a brand new, completely brand new high school. You know, there might be some elements to the school that we can keep and modernize, but it's definitely significant work that needs to be done at that high school. And with the new middle school and then hopefully a new high school in a few years, I really think that our educational system is going to be set up nicely.
I actually do have one other question here regarding power. I know in one of the newspapers they had a story today about increased rates for electricity. Everybody is doing that, though, to Peabody's defense, for sure. But tell us, and there's also this kind of controversy about the peaker power plant, some protests around that. Can you share more about that and your thoughts on that situation?
Sure, and it's been a difficult one for me and for our city council and for our city leaders. We have the Peabody Municipal Light Plant, and they're their own government body. They have their own elected officials. They have their own management and organizational structure. And they've been wonderful to work with over the years, and we've been able to have among the lowest rates, I believe, in the state for a number of years. The power has gone up recently. I saw that they've increased their rates this year. But it's been a great partnership over the years, and it's been a tricky one with the peaker plant. Truthfully, I haven't been as up to date on that one over the last few years. The city council and my office, we're really not a part of those dealings and how that works. But it has generated a lot of concern and opposition from a number of people regarding clean energy and where we're moving towards in the years ahead. We've had some concerns on our end from the city, our Board of Health, that we've submitted requests for information. Still waiting to receive some of that information in terms of possible effects for neighbors and businesses that are in that area. So it's been a little frustrating that we haven't been able to obtain some of that information. But I try to respect the fact that it is a Peabody Municipal Light Plant project. But I'm hopeful that we can get some information so I can better inform people as to what we think is going to be happening over there.
All right, good. Good information. Coach, here it is, the last one. You got a big basketball game tonight. You got the Peabody girls playing over at Marblehead. And you got some rooting interests over there, don't you, on the Peabody team?
Yeah, it's been a fun season so far. We're having a great season. We're 5-0. We have outstanding athletics, always have in Peabody, and our girls programs have done amazing. And right now I'm in the thick of it. I have four children. My older three are daughters. I have a senior, a sophomore, and an eighth grader who will be coming up to Peabody High School next year. But my senior, Taylor, and my sophomore, Allison, they played soccer, and now they're on the basketball team. And it's been fun. I also, my couple of my nieces play as well. So there's a lot of Betancourts running around on the soccer fields and on the volleyball courts and on the basketball courts. So it's been a lot of fun, and they've had a really good season, so it's real enjoyable.
That's right. With the soccer and basketball, the Betancourts have picked up a lot of W's, if you will, during the last several months here, for sure. Yeah,
yeah, we've had a good run, and we have some excellent athletes. Logan Lemazny and a number of people that are really shining for Peabody sports, which is terrific. Our football team was great this year, so it's been a lot of fun. Our track teams, and nothing more I enjoy than going to watch my kids play and have some fun with that.
Well, enjoy it. You got some more to come, I'm sure. So, Mayor, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck moving forward here. And, again, thanks for your time and joining us today.
Great. Thank you, Bill. Always appreciate it.
Yep. Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt with us. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.